Chapter 10 Barbara backed the Jeep into her garage and closed the door. She dropped Lexi and Mona off at Mona's apartment and hadn't been able to get rid of them fast enough. It had been nice that they'd accompanied her to the police station, but now she had a lot to think about. She walked around to the back of the Jeep and looked at the bumper. The dent was a good one and had changed the look of the bumper, since it was placed over one of the dents that used to be there, and next to the other dent from when she'd backed into Shirley Robinson's car at the grocery store. That had been almost a year ago, and Shirley still hadn't let her forget about it. She'd gone on and on about it, then, in the parking lot, even though her car had barely received a scratch, and managed to bring it up almost every time Barbara saw her. As she approached the door to the house, her heart felt heavy because she knew that Prudence wouldn't be there to greet her. Had she done the right thing? It didn't matter now. What was done was done. After what she'd seen and heard at the police station, she figured it was better safe than sorry. She took a deep breath and opened the door. There was no shrill bark and no clicking of tiny claws on the linoleum. The bag with the ribbons she'd purchased that morning sat on the counter. Barbara took out the pretty pink polka dot one, holding it in her hand as tears rolled down her cheeks. She'd envisioned using this bow in Prudence's hair at the dog show this week, and now... She shook her head and brushed away the tears. She must focus on positive thoughts. Who would harm a fluffy little Pekingese? Maybe that depended on why she was taken. Surely Millie or Edwina wouldn't harm Prudence. They just wanted her out of the way for the show. And unlike what Mona and her gang had implied, Prudence had been home this morning. Barbara's memory wasn't that bad. Though they had a point... It would have been smarter for someone to take her in the middle of the night, especially since Barbara took those great sleeping pills that knocked her out cold. Someone could come right into the house and cook an entire meal, and she probably wouldn't wake up. But no, Prue had been there this morning, so someone had been bold enough to take her in broad daylight. Her gaze came to rest on a picture of Prudence and her grandson, Larry. He was such a good boy. No, boy wasn't right. He was a man now, almost 30. But Barb still thought of him as a boy. He was sweet and helpful, always doing things around the house for her, and he loved Prudence. He'd be very upset to discover she had been kidnapped. She almost hated to tell him. He was probably still reeling about Freddie Lang's death. Larry and Freddie had been good friends. And now she hated to heap this on him, too. Her instinct, as always, was to protect him. But now that she thought about it, maybe Larry wasn't as good as she'd always envisioned. She did like to put him up on a pedestal, as her friends always told her. Oh, well, one had to break the bad news sometime, and she could sure use Larry's comfort right now. She took a deep breath and picked up the phone.